You're listening to Behind the Curtain, and we had some great comedians up yesterday. First and foremost, Lavelle Crawford. You knew him as Huel. Huel Babineau. I believe that was his last name, Huel Babineau, the big dude in the vault doing backstrokes and a pile of money with Bill Burr. It was great seeing Lavelle up here and seeing 150 some odd pounds less of him. Who'd you say was bigger at their biggest? Lavelle or Ralphie May?
Ralphie. Lavelle was deceptively big, though. You know, you like Ralphie still wears like track suits sometimes, and it's like, okay, you can see every inch of that. Yeah. Like Lavelle would wear the big baggy pants, the big baggy shirt, and he hit it. But when you would watch Lavelle move and get up and come in and out of the studio, you're like, okay, that's a big boy.
Yeah.
But like, I think Ralphie was bigger. But yeah, when he came in here, man, and look, he admitted, he said, look, he did have a procedure done. But hey, if it's in terms of staying alive.
Yeah, not I want to get in shape. I want to live.
And you want to be able to move about this earth, you know, more freely without, you know, everything that comes with an enormous amount of weight, then God bless you. And yeah. I was happy. He looked great. He sounded great. He seemed great.
He's doing jiu-jitsu. He's like rolling around with dudes. That's a big guy too. Can you imagine if he continues to do it? He gets some muscle on him. I'm not saying you're ever going to see him in the cage or see him at some, like, what do they call it, metamorphosis grappling tournament, but that's got to instill a level of confidence in you as a man to learn a fighting art. Love to learn a fighting art like jiu-jitsu. That's a good one to learn, by the way. You got a couple of dudes getting real pawy at you, getting a little grabby, a couple of drunk listeners start getting a little handsy with you. Instead of throwing strikes, shattering a hand, whatever, just a quick whap, you're going to bed.
Yeah, you just slaps a move on him, knock him out. Yeah, I don't want to do any kind of fighting, anything.
Mm-mm, no, I'm just going to carry a grenade with me and say, you want to see God? And then I put it back in my pocket. Behind the curtain, hung out with Lavelle Crawford. You loved our man on Breaking Bad. You've loved him on various Comedy Central specials and what have you. And I tell you what you're going to love. You're going to love the condition this beautiful man is in. Holy hell, Lavelle, you're half the man you used to be. What happened? Hey, look good,
man.
Dude.
Thank you, man. Crack could do it for you, man.
Oh, is that it?
I mean, y'all, you got to do a little crack. Diet. A little crack, go on the street of Skid Row, man, and you'll have the body you dreamed about.
And you obviously feel better, right? How's it feel?
Oh, good? I feel great. People ask me how I feel. I mean, here, I took off a half a man. I took a whole man off of you. I mean, you got to feel better. You know, at first you be in fat denial. Oh, I'm all right. But when you can go up the steps without breathing hard,
yeah,
taking breaks between tying shoes and, you know,
yeah,
you know, sit safely in a plastic chair. You know,
did you ever
Has
have
that ever
one
happened?
Of those moments?
Has that happened
yeah,
to you?
Man, yeah, a couple of times, man. But one time I caught it before it all the way where I fall, where I heard it crack and snap, and I was kind of agile at that time, and I got down in baseball catcher stance and like I was looking for some change on the ground.
You hear that?
Get up. Like
come
ice.
On. Come on.
Come on, legs engage.
You now right. Safely engage. Walk. You safely walk across frozen ponds.
Right, exactly. Just real gently. Just like more scooting than stepping. No pressure.
He's been ice skating on lakes ever since.
Oh, it's amazing. Was there a moment where, like, did a doctor, did a family, or did you just yourself be like, you know what, today's the day.
Well, when you
I gotta hang a left.
When you overweight, the doctor always tell you, you gotta lose weight. I don't care if you're like 12 pounds overweight. You know, you need to do something about it. They used to just assume I had every problem that fat people supposed to have, sleep apnea, high blood pressure, all that. And before they started telling me this, I didn't have it. But as soon as they kept running in the ground, I started finding out I had an enlarged heart. Right after I did Ridiculous 6, man, I was on that. On down in Santa Fe, and the elevation is so high,
right?
You know, and then I got a respiratory infection because it was cold. Mm. After I got sick, man, it was, you know, everything started falling apart. You know, when you're in your 40s, man, your body started, hey, you know, you're in your 40s. You know, it's time to order Viagra, you know.
So get that blue pill.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't have to order Viagra or nothing, so I'm feeling better, man. My blood pressure's perfect. My blood sugar.
So what are you doing? How are you doing it?
Well, you know, I had a few things. I gave up sugar for like about 7 months. That lost 60 pounds like that.
Damn.
Then I had a little bit of procedure. I ain't even going to lie. You know, okay. You need a boost, but I walk 5 miles a day. You know,
because the procedure is not enough. I've known people that have had a procedure, and that's not the magic thing. You need
it'll jumpstart it.
But you said, you need to be active. Sure. You need to eat right. You need to eat less. You need to still need to do all of it.
And then you got to change what you eat too. You know, you can't eat the same. You can have a little bit here and there, but like you know, my food is minimum. But you know, you have to be active. You know, and I was active before. I was you know, I do Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
I was gonna say I seen some footage of you grappling with a dude. You got the full-on gi jiu-jitsu white belt locking up.
I'll be starting back next week because I've been you know working, and then you had to take a break off from rehabilitation and stuff. So
you tapping out cats.
I've tapped out a few people.
Nice.
Yeah, I've tapped out a few people. I've tapped them out, yeah. Tapped them out with the titty tap or just straight up, you know, putting it all on them. Now I'm a little knighter now, so I'm about to go and learn. I put the arm bar on them, a couple do the Americana on them. You know,
I was going to say, you take a Kimura from Lavelle Crawford. That's a resume builder. Yeah, special skills.
It's a comedian named Coco Joey Diaz. He was
love Coco.
One of Rogan's guys. Right, loves MMA. Right, gets into it deep.
He takes it, too. He's in the same class I am. You know, we be rolling. You know, we two older guys. A lot of these guys in their 20s.
Right.
And like, you know, sometimes I be moving, I be going hard, man, but my brain be just like, I got to do it. I don't care if I'm out of breath. And so we'll roll and I'm about to put him in the, put him in the Kimura and be like, all right, Lavelle, I feel it. We don't have to go that far. And he's smart because, you know, a lot of times when you put people in shoulder locks and arm locks, that stuff don't go away real quick. You know, like my wife takes it too. And she put me in like a reverse arm bar. She laying on her back. She caught my arm and she put me in it.
Tweak it just right.
Yeah. And then I can, you know, do no bench press for like about a month.
Wow.
Yeah. There was a dude in the UFC. They ended up firing. They kicked him out of the organization. The guy's name, Mike, you'll know who I'm talking about here. Husimar Palhales. He was this Brazilian cat that
just jerking dudes up.
You had to put a gun to his head. For him to break a hold. Wow. To where he'd get those Kimuras or he'd get somebody an arm bar.
He hurt somebody for a month.
The person's blacked out. I mean, referees are having to wrench him off someone. Ripping rotator cuffs. Cracking clavicles.
That guy fought in prison. That's not like some prison fight because you don't really want to let him go because you don't know if they're going to get back up and kill you.
Yeah, you read like this dude's background. Like he grew up underneath of a truck in Brazil.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where he had to like literally choke out his dinner and he just can't get out of there.
Right, he's choking out jaguars and small mountain gorillas, you know.
Animals.
Yeah.
Did you see the video of the dude on the train from last week? There was a drunk guy mouthing off and this giant dude just from out of nowhere.
Slaps him
on the rear naked choke and just puts him to sleep right on the train.
Just nighttime.
Some people need some rest. A lot of people need. That's why I say you look tired. Let me help you out. Let me help you get some rest.
Let's get some good sleep.
Right, give you a little of this jiu-jitsu temporopedic.
It's time for the forever nap.
Right, forever nap.
Like, you're on stage, and I can only imagine, Lavelle Crawford, with the size of the fan base that you have from your years of doing stand-up, the love that you've gotten from Breaking Bad, you know, your audience is, for the most part, I'm assuming, pretty receptive.
Oh, yeah.
But every now and then you get a knucklehead in the crowd.
Do you have
in the back of your head, now that you kind of have a couple of weapons at your disposal, you just quietly think to yourself, I wish a mother effer would.
Well,
I wish he would.
No, not really.
I want to tap his ass out.
He's a peaceful man.
The thing about it is the lawsuit going to come back to me. It ain't like I can dip out on him, you know. If I choke somebody out, it's going to be all over YouTube and Worldstar. You know, and
you know how quickly you become a comedic hero, though? Like, if you're the comic that not just sizzles a heckler. Oh, man, a heckler tried to go at whoever, and look what they responded
with. Right, right.
You tap a dude out.
You think about it. You'll be a legend, but you always had that one dumb guy that want to come to the show to spar with you right after the show.
Good point.
Next thing you know, you're hanging out with Cat Williams.
you got eighth graders knocking you out.
You're taking out eighth graders and women.
See, that's the difference between me and Cat Williams. Ain't no teenager going to put me down. I ain't going to let you get that close. When you're in my personal face, he hit him. He was right. Like, he hit him because the kid was in his face, but he didn't know how to recover from it.
Yeah.
You're supposed to hit and step all the way back, get in the car, and get the hell out of it. you don't hear nobody and stay in the projects looking around, hanging out. So what else going on? A chokehold.
Yeah.
But that kid watches MMA apparently, and he was choking the hell out of Cat.
Did you see the footage of him, Cat Williams? He was at like some hip-hop concert. I think it was like Beanie Siegel.
Yeah.
He's on stage, across the stage, right, and he's like rearing up to roll someone.
Right.
All 5'4", 120 pounds of him scurries across the stage like a flamingo. Hits this dude. Dude turns around and murders him.
Yeah, he kills him. Yeah.
Just, and then like they the kind of knockout him, where your arms are like stuck up in the air because
yeah,
your brain hasn't told
knockout
your arms yet to go down.
And he's so in denial. I love Cat. I love him. He's a great dude. But he be in denial. When you see that I'm still up in it. I said, yeah, you woke up. The footage, they ain't showing the footage of your recovery. I mean, anybody can wake up after smelling sauce, but why did you go at somebody who paid to be? Them guys are not trained officers and nothing. They waiting to knock somebody out. And
yeah,
why would you, even if they love you, I love your last video, man. I'm one of your biggest fans, but I'm sorry, I'm about to stomp you into a mud hole, baby.
Yeah.
And they wiped their feet off on him like he was a mat at the door. I mean, it was guys kicking him who, and they just do weigh 112 pounds and they just all kicking him, but that's how it is. You want to be, dude, you got to pick your battles. I mean, I'm sorry. And he needs to get trained. I think if he gets trained, that he wouldn't even be in that energy no more, because you'll roll with guys on the regular, man. And all that stuff.
You spend some of that energy.
Yeah, because me and my wife, we don't argue when I go to jiu-jitsu. As soon as I go to jiu-jitsu, I'm calm, whatever you want, babe, whatever it is.
What do you need?
It's all out.
How can Lavelle take care of
it? Right, because I didn't almost near. I had a guy where I did that, where he went unconscious, and it threw, it kind of, my wife had did it to somebody too, where they was out for a second. And
well, like you choked someone out unconscious?
Yeah, almost. Yeah, he went down.
Damn.
His face was red, but he wouldn't tap out. And I was like, look, dude, are you okay? And he kept trying to, he was trying to get out of the choke. And I'm like, dude, you ain't going to get out of this choke.
Like, you knew you had it locked
dude,
in.
Like, that's like trying to get loose from a pit bull's jaws, man. I mean, I got you.
A snapping
once
turtle's
I get
mouth
your good hair and I put that rear neck in on you, you're done.
Right.
You ain't doing nothing.
Once Lavelle's got that ass, it's his.
So the thing about me back when I was bigger, I didn't have much neck. It was a little thicker. It was hard for guys to choke. And I put my chin down, and I can get out of the choke. I learned how to use my back, my weight to push around to get out of it. It's ways you can get out of it. But if you're a little dude, and I got my hand all around that throat,
done.
You it's over. You can try to spin. I'm going to just sit down with you, and I'm going to just hold you like a baby.
I'm going to hold you and go dead weight.
Right.
Until it's time for you to go. You're either going to tap or sleep.
Right. Tap or sleep. What are you going to do? But if you don't tap, you turn around, I'm going to put you to sleep.
And by the way, you look like a total bitch if you just all of a sudden you fall asleep in another man's arms. You should have just tapped, stood up,
and
shook my hand.
I'm going to take a photo with you and kiss you on your cheek.
I'm going to kiss your cheek and read your story.
Take your underwear off and let you lay there.